क्या है, हम पढ़ाई करते थे। हम टुडे सीविंग डिवोशन विल लुक एट हम डोर ऑफ द शेप। बिफोर वी गो इनटू चैप्टर 10 ऑफ जॉन, आई वुड लाइक टू बेसिकली लुक एट फ्यू ऑफ द इंस्टेंसेस ऑफ द डोर मेंशन इन द ओल्ड टेस्टामेंट। When you look at Genesis chapter 6, I'll just make some small references here and then come to John chapter 10. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 16. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it your cubit from above, and set the door of the ark on its side. Here we see, set the door of the ark on its side. So Noah has been instructed to set the door the ark in its side. Clearly we see, and then verse 19 and 20 of the same chapter 6. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. The birds after their kind, animals after its kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. Two statements here we see. In verse 19, we see to keep them alive, and in verse 20, you see to keep them alive. So we see the door. God has been instructed to put down the door. And then when you see all this two by two coming into the ark, we see the purpose of it to keep them alive. So clearly, life was preserved in this ark when Jesus shut the door. When you come to Exodus chapter 12, again, when God has instituted the Passover over there, we see in verses, we'll not read the verses, we'll see in verses 7, 20, and 23. Again, when we see here the angel of God passing through the land of Egypt that night, he passed through all those houses. And then there has been the blood of sacrifice applied to all the houses on the doorposts of on the doorposts on the both the sill and on the lintel. Again, we see the life was preserved in those instances for those who are all inside the house, along with the blood of the Passover lamb. In Genesis, we see life was preserved. In Exodus, we see life was preserved. But when you come into Exodus and Leviticus also, when the people of Israelites were offering and worshiping and coming before the Lord, it was always at the door of the tabernacle. The third one, when you come into the third instance in the Old Testament, several times it was mentioned in Leviticus and in the later part of Exodus that their offerings and their worship will be first at the door of the tabernacle. I will later deal with some of those when I come into the later part of my message. And then again in Deuteronomy 11, we see that there is another door mentioned over there. There we see the people of Israelites, they will have to put down the words of love, the words of obedience on their doorposts so that their life will be full and their life will be associated with a vibrant life described as the days of heaven upon the earth. In several of these examples, we see that life is preserved at each of these instances. In Ark, the life was preserved. In Exodus, when the people were shut inside the home, life was preserved. And when you come to Leviticus also for their offerings, again, it was life, the preservation of life was there. And in Deuteronomy also, we see the preservation of life when with respect to the door. Now let's come to the chapter 10 of John. Please, I'll be reading a few verses, so if you can and turn along with me, that will be helpful for all of us. In chapter 10, when you read chapter 10, you will also have to read chapter 9, because chapter 9 and 10, it's a combination, I would say. When you read this, I will read verse 1 of chapter 10. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. This is the NKJV version I read out. in KJV version. I like this KJV version for this particular verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold. If you look at this chapter, there are three instances where the door is mentioned. The first one is the door into the sheepfold. The King James version is very, very clear. It says the door into the sheepfold. But the NKJ version mentions as sheepfold, enter the sheepfold by the door. Why does God mention here? If you look at the entire chapter 9 of John, we see the Israelites were led by the false sheep who drew astray from, who basically drew them astray from the true knowledge and the kingdom of Messiah. So here our Lord Jesus Christ is mentioning thing about he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, or rather the door into the sheepfold. Jesus himself is mentioning here the door into the sheepfold. Here we see the sheepfold is the nation of Israelites, is the Jewish people. The Pharisees and the rulers were in the sheepfold already. They were not outside of the sheepfold, but they were already in the sheepfold. And they are the ones who are controlling the Jewish people, or rather making the people of Israelites go astray from the real truth or the kingdom of Messiah. So we see that these people have entered not to the door. They've entered, or rather they climbed up to the, some other process, and they came into the sheepfold of the nation of Israelites. We see here our Lord Jesus Christ, and when you look at the previous or the Old Testament, in Jeremiah we see there were a lot of false prophets, a lot of false shepherds were there. In Ezekiel in chapter 34, there were irresponsible shepherds. But again, in the same chapter, we read about the God, the true shepherd. In Isaiah also, it mentioned about the shepherds who did not understand the people, and they took them away for their own purposes. So we see that the Pharisees, in the ninth chapter, if you look at the Pharisees, they were the ones who were basically troubling the Lord, and rather creating a confusion among the people. When the Lord Jesus Christ has healed a blind person over there, the Pharisees were the ones who were basically creating a confusion, and they are the ones who have entered not to the door. They are the ones who entered to some other process. They were the thieves and they were the robbers here. So, but when you look at our Lord Jesus Christ, we look at verse 1 again. I say to you, he who does not enter into the sheepfold by the door, but climbs some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, to him the doorkeeper opens. It is the Lord genuinely and rightly who is the one who entered the door into the sheepfold through the door. He did not come in a way that was deceiving the people, but he was the one who has entered into the sheepfold in a rightful way. We look at several instances in the Old Testament and also into the New Testament. Jacob, when he was blessing his children in the 49th chapter of Genesis, he was talking. He was talking about Joseph, and Joseph is a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said that verse 24, the shepherd, the stone of Israel. This is in reference to Joseph, but it again applies to our Lord Jesus Christ. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, I took about the prophet sometime back. Here also Moses talks about a prophet will be born like me. Again, a reference which is implies to our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah talks about a virgin child born into this world for the Jewish people, in family of Jewish people. Micah chapter 5, 2 and 4, 2 to 4 verses, he says that our Lord Jesus Christ will be born in Bethlehem. So all these verses refer to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has rightly entered into the sheepfold, he was the door into the sheepfold. He did not climb through something else. He was not like a thief. He was not like a robber, robbers do, but he is rightly entering into the sheep. And in the New Testament also, we see a number of verses there. Wise men announced his coming into the world. And then John also says, behold, the Lamb of God. So Christ Jesus has brought every proof with him in that he was the Jehovah's shepherd. When coming to verse Now, sorry, verse 7. We see here the second door, which is mentioned in this chapter. The first one, the door into the sheepfold, that is basically our Lord Jesus Christ has rightly entered into the door, into the sheepfold. And verse 7, then Jesus said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now, after presenting himself as a door, after basically entering into the sheepfold, he is now presenting himself as the door of the sheep. Here we see a picture where the Lord Jesus Christ, he is electing the sheep of Israelites, or rather he is selecting the sheep out of coming, bringing them out of Judaism. Was not he entered into the sheepfold, and then now he is bringing them out of the sheepfold. Christ himself is the door of the sheep, which he led out of Judaism. Verse 3 talks about, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. Here we see the first one, the door into the sheepfold, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, entered rightly through the door. Second one, the door of the sheep, I am the door of the sheep. He is rightly the door of the sheep, who is basically providing them the salvation which is there. And lastly, third one, we see in chapter, in verse 9. I mean, this is the one verse which I would like to a little bit dwell upon. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures. Here we see the third door, the door of salvation. First one, the door into the sheepfold. The second one, I am the door. This is saving the Jewish people. And then the third one is, I am the door. And he says that, I am the door. If anyone enters, whether it is a Jew or a Gentile, anybody who enters into the door, he shall be saved. Here we see he is the door. There is no one else. And then there are three things which are associated with this verse. Three blessings, I would say, which are associated with this verse. One is the first one. He talks, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved. This is the first thing. This is the salvation which the Lord Jesus Christ has provided. When you look at the Judaism, there is a clear contrast between the Judaism and the salvation which is provided by our Lord Jesus Christ. In Judaism, there is no salvation. It is a system of like probation. Basically, there is a trial, there is a test going on in Judaism. You will not find salvation there. And when you sin, you will find salvation. When you sin in the present world, the Lord Jesus has provided the provision as a salvation. But when you sin in Judaism, Ezekiel 18:20 says that the soul who sins shall die. So it's a salvation which has God has provided here. I am the door. If anyone enters, he shall be saved. Second one in this verse is, and will go in and out. Here we see the freedom. In Judaism, we see there is a bondage. There is no freedom there. But in the New Testament, in our Lord Jesus Christ, salvation, what he provides, we see the freedom, the freedom. It is it's simply an expression which means that we find the true liberty in our Lord Jesus Christ. That freedom, that liberty, that is not there in Judaism. The third one, which talks about in this verse, is and find pastures. First is the salvation. Second is the freedom which God has provided. Third one is the sustenance, or rather the finding the pastures. In Judaism, it's about death and curse, and there is no spiritual food. Or, I mean, it's about the spiritual food that the Lord Jesus Christ is providing. There is no spiritual food in Judaism under the law. For sinners, it will be curse and death. But for us, according to the New Testament, according to the salvation which our Lord Jesus Christ has provided, we have the spiritual food every day, and it's freely given to us. Three blessings in this verse. One is the salvation which the Lord Jesus Christ has provided. Second one is the liberty, the freedom which we have. And the third one is the sustenance. All the three doors what John mentions here. First one, the door into the sheepfold, that is our Lord Jesus Christ has rightly entered into the door or and into the sheepfold of that is the Jewish nation. Second one, he was door of he was the door of the sea, that is basically getting all the Jewish people out of and into the salvation, and that is what we see. The third one, I am the door, I am the door, that is basically the salvation for everybody, whether it is Gentile or Jew. Then lastly, I would like to dwell upon small thought. What is that? It is for the believers. We have obtained salvation, and we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what is for believers? Let me read few verses from the Old Testament, and then I'll come to this small part. Exodus chapter 26. You can read come with me along to Exodus chapter 26 and verse 36. Here, the Lord is instructing Moses for the construction of the tabernacle. Tabernacle of God is the tabernacle is a picture of God's picture of Christ. We see the court, the gate, the laver, the doors, the holy place, the most holy place, the incense, everything. It's basically the picture of Christ. In verse 36 of chapter 26, you shall make a screen for the door of the tabernacle, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. So we see the door here. When you look at the entire tabernacle, the picture, first is the gate into the court. Second is the door into the tabernacle. And then you see the veil into the most holy place. So there are three entrances into where the chief high priest goes and offers the sacrifice. First, here we see Moses has been instructed to make a screen of door of the tabernacle, and which is of woven of blue, purple, scarlet thread, and fine woven. And then the book of Exodus chapter 36 and verse 37. And we see here the Bezalel and Eholiab, who are the artisans, and along with several of the artisans, they constructed. He also made a screen of the tabernacle door of blue, purple, scarlet, and thread. As I mentioned, the tabernacle is the God's picture of Christ. We see the door here, which is made of the blue, purple, scarlet, thread, and woven. And when you come into the Leviticus also, as I was referring earlier, chapter 1, and then when you offer the burnt offerings, when you offer the peace offerings, when you offer the sin offerings, you see verse chapter 1 and verse 3. What does it say? If his offering is a burnt offering of the earth, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it his own free will at the door of the tabernacle. Here we see our scene. It is at the door. In the Old Testament, all the offerings will have to be at the door. Again, in Leviticus chapter 3 and verse 2, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Again, when you are looking at the grain offering, which is mentioned here, is again offering at the door. And chapter 4 and verse 4 again, he shall bring the bull out to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Again, when you bring a bull for the offering, it is a sin offering, it will be always be at the door of the tabernacle. You cannot take the offering beyond any other way apart from the door. It has to be first offered at the door of the thing. This represents, the door here represents our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. When every Sunday we come, and every day in our lives, when we go to worship, how do we go? It is through Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot go to the Father without our Lord Jesus Christ. It has to be through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we offer our worship, when we offer our offerings, when we offer our sacrifices, it will have to be through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, John 10:9 says, I am the door. As we also read about in Ephesians 2:18 said, for through him we have both access by one spirit to the Father. And in Timothy 2:5 said, for there is one God and one mediator between God, man, Christ Jesus. It is only through Christ Jesus we have to go to the Father. And when we read the verses from Leviticus, the door is made of blue, purple, scarlet, red, and fine woven. All this speaks about Christ. The blue speaks about the Christ deity, the Lord from heaven. The purple speaks about the royal robe. It is about the Christ royalty. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Scarlet speaks about the Christ's blood, his atoning sacrifice in the cross of Calvary. And then finally, the fine woven linen speaks about Christ's purity. That is why whatever is written in Leviticus, the door for those four colors, for the four things which are put on the door, the door represents of our Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. So with these thoughts, when we come to worship, when we come and offer our sacrifices, always we should remember that the Jesus Christ is our door. Without that, we cannot go to the Father. It has to be always through the door, or through our Lord Jesus Christ. Within this time of thanksgiving, let's also be thankful that the Lord Jesus has provided himself as a door. We will be thankful that every time we come to the Father, it will be through our Lord Jesus Christ.